Welcome to your five for the day. A man went to the pastor of his church and said, "I won't be attending church anymore." The pastor said, "May I ask why?" He said, "I see people on their mobile phones texting and typing during the service. Some are gossiping, some just aren't living right, some are sleeping, some are staring at me. They're all just hypocrites." The pastor was silent. Then he said, "Can I ask you to do something for me before you make your final decision?" He said, "Okay, what's that?" He said, "Take a glass of water and walk around the church twice and don't let any water fall out of the glass." He said, "Yes, I can do that." He went and got the glass of water and walked around the church twice. He came back and said proudly, "I've done it." The pastor asked him these questions. Did you see anybody on their phone? Did you see anybody gossiping? Was anybody living wrong? Did you see anyone sleeping? He said, "I didn't see anything because I was so focused on this glass so the water wouldn't spill out." He told him, "When you come to church, you should be just that focused on God, so that you don't fall. That's why Jesus said, 'Follow me.' He didn't say, 'Follow them.'" To truly follow the Lord Jesus means he has become everything to us. Everyone follows something: friends, popular culture, family, selfish desires, or God. We can only follow one thing at a time. God states we are to have no other gods before him. To truly follow Christ means we do not follow anything else. Jesus said, "Whoever wants to be my disciple must deny himself and take up their cross daily and follow me." There's no such thing as a halfway disciple. As the disciples demonstrated, no one can follow Christ by the strength of his own willpower. The Pharisees were good examples of those who were trying to obey God in their own strength. Their self-effort led only to arrogance and distortion of the whole purpose of God's law. Jesus gave his disciples the secret to faithfully following him, but they didn't recognize it at the time. He said, "The Spirit gives life, the flesh counts for nothing. And this is why I told you that no one can come to me unless the Father has enabled them." The disciples had walked with Jesus for 3 years, learning, observing, and participating in his miracles. Yet, even they could not follow him faithfully in their own strength. They needed a helper. Jesus promised many times that once he had ascended to the Father, he would send a helper to them, the Holy Spirit. In fact, he told them that it was for their good that he was going away, so that the Holy Spirit would come. The Holy Spirit indwells the heart of every believer. Following Jesus means striving to be like him. He always obeyed his Father, so that's what we strive to do. To truly follow Christ means to make him the boss. That's what it means to make Jesus Lord of our lives. Every decision and dream is filtered through his word with the goal of glorifying him in everything. We're not saved by the things we do for Christ, but by what he has done for us. Because of his grace, we should want to please him in everything. To follow Christ means we apply the truths we learn from his word and live as if Jesus walked beside us in person. So don't let your relationship with God be determined by how others relate with God. Let it be determined by how focused you are with God. Thank you for listening.